I'm going to call to order the Ways and Means Committee hearing. We're just a little shy of a quorum, but I believe that Representative Kelly is in the room. Representative Kelly. Welcome to the committee. We're a few members short of a quorum, but we're going to start and let you explain your bill, and there are three amendments in the packet. I don't know if they're all yours, but once we have a quorum, we'll officially start and deal with the amendments. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. And there would actually just be two amendments, the A6 and A7 amendment.
All right, thank you.
And if I just speak to the A6 amendment, was more of a revisor's corrections on some of the years and making sure that we're correct throughout, so it was all technical corrections. The A7 amendment was I think the way we prefer to legislate around here, bringing two sides together to say exactly what we want in agreement. It was a matter of instead of a national board of dentistry doing registrations, we're looking at the department being able to say a vendor. And that was really the major correction here. And so that's the two amendments.
All right, we do have a quorum, so I'll officially call the meeting to order.
And Madam Chair, I'll move the bill.
Representative Abler moves, Senate File 288. Representative Kelly, I understand you'd like to take the A6 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the A6.
First, Representative Abler moves the A6 amendment. Members, do you have any questions on the A6 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. The A6 amendment is adopted. Representative Kelly, the A7 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the A7. That puts this bill is an interesting marriage of two bills. It's certainly a mixed marriage. And the A7 puts the social work component into consistency with what the Senate did. It's not controversial.
And Representative Abler, what are the fiscal impacts of the A7 amendment?
None. There's some mix-up on the status of the fiscal note, but the fiscal note that's driving this has a solid out-of-state special revenue. It's $1,000 in costs and $6,000 and $7,000 in savings. They were appropriated the money last year. They're spending it this year, so there's no impact.
All right. Members, any questions on the A7 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The A7 amendment is adopted. I believe you have the bill in the shape that you'd like to move it out at this point. Are there any additional questions on Senate File 288 as amended?
Madam Chair, just a comment.
Certainly.
Representative Kelly brought a bill in with his advocates that had quite a bit of controversy. I think there's peace in the valley. I think it's a good project, and I think the status that this creates about some regulation of dental labs and information to their patients about where their fillings came from, if it's Vietnam or wherever. There's outsourcing to, it's been outsourced to other states, then went to China, then it's going to Vietnam. And so we want to know what's in the teeth, and this bill solves that. It's a good bill, and I urge people's support.
All right, members, I know Representative Davids likes peace in the valley, so I think we're good to go if there's not any other questions or comments. Seeing none, Representative Abler renews his motion that Senate File 288 as amended be recommended pass and referred to the general register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevails.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members.
Thank you. And I don't see Representative McNamara or Beard, so Representative Carlson, if you would take the gavel, I guess I'm up. Oh, is he here? I'm sorry. Let's get Representative McNamara. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
288's done, right?
Representative McNamara, welcome to the committee. If you'd like to move your bill.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move House File 2164 to pass in onto the general register.
All righty, and I see that there is an A9 amendment. Is that your amendment?
Madam Chair, it is my amendment.
If you'd like to move that at this time, explain what the amendment does.
Madam Chair, it's some technical changes and some report changes, and I could stand for questions.
Members, are there any questions on the A9 amendment? Seeing none, Representative McNamara renews his motion that the A9 amendment be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Representative McNamara, we have a fiscal note in our packet that's quite extensive. If you could outline the important points to this and whether or not there's a general fund impact on your bill as amended.
I would be glad to, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, as I walk through the fiscal note with the amendment we just adopted, the 242 is now zero. And then the environmental fund, the 264 is now 161. Based on the fiscal notes, as I just moved down the first page of it. And then the important note, members, is the movement from the general fund, I'm sorry, from the environmental fund to the general fund. It's the fines for the PCA. It's the movement of those funds so that it wouldn't be the perceived notion. I don't think it's a real notion necessarily, but there's a perception when MPCA fines some kind of a business or someone that then that money goes back right to their environmental fund budget. This way it would go to the general fund and it wouldn't have that perception that people were fining for some other reason. And then if you continue on, there's some changes in the MPCA section of the fiscal note.
So I'm trying to Representative McNamara on page 2 of the fiscal note where it shows in fiscal year 13 cost of 465. Do you know what that number is now because of your A9 amendment?
No, you know, Madam Chair, I've got a longer, more extensive fiscal note, but I've got to get in sync with you. My PCA is in a different part. Where's that? What she's asking for me. Madam Chair, thank you. I do have the same one you had. I was looking at a different. That's the total number. That 465 will go down by the combination of 242 and the 93. So it'll go down by the 3, whatever that is. And then, Madam Chair, I can explain the part that's left. I'm assuming you want me to do that.
Well, Representative McNamara, we're not making any appropriation to this bill in this committee, so it's important that there's not a general fund cost to your bill.
Madam Chair, there's no general fund cost now to this bill because this bill moves this $1.69 million is going to the general fund from the environmental fund. So as you and former Representative Solberg are advocates that things come out of here only helping the general fund or say how we're going to get the money there, I'm helping your cause, Madam Chair.
We appreciate that.
No problem.
Any questions for Representative Greiling?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative McNamara, I'm looking at the bill, section 36, page 25. And if I'm reading this right, I'm wondering how much money are you taking from the school children by this change?
Representative Greiling, could you give us a section and page number again? I'm sorry.
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. Page 25, section 36. This is the mineral management account. Currently, if there's anything in there that exceeds $3 million, it's distributed to the K-12 children and higher ed, and this adds counties.
Representative Greiling, if you look, there was an A9 amendment that amended that section of the bill, so you might want to refer to that.
Madam Chair.
Section 35.
Oh, that section is deleted?
No.
No, we didn't.
page 25.
Again, on the 9th, you can see.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Somebody was ahead of me with good arguments. I won't have to make mine.
Madam Chair.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Greiling, you are correct. The A9 amendment did not change those numbers, Madam Chair, I don't believe.
Well, Madam Chair.
Representative Greiling, if you want, are you not ready for me to answer it yet?
Well, I was just going to say 1.3 of the amendment does delete Section 36, and that's what I'm complaining about.
Well, Representative Greiling, though, that it also deletes another section, so there's a renumbering function going here. So if you look on the A9 lines 4 through 18, it's replacing what is the section 36 in the base bill.
Oh, thank you. Well, then, back to my arguments.
Madam Chair,
you're right. Sorry, Representative McNamara.
Madam Chair and Representative Greiling and other members, on page 11 of the fiscal note, if we go to the top of the chart, there's a chart up there. The school trust, under the former proposal, would have got the $4.1 million. Under this proposal, they will get $3.76. That's actually how much we took from them if it wasn't to happen. What was going to happen, and Representative Rukavina can correct me if I'm saying this wrong, we were going to take money away from the counties, the townships,
and the school districts.
And the school districts, thank you, Representative Rukavina, and give it to the school kids, even though we originally took it from the other three. We weren't going to give it back to them. We were going to give it back to the school children. Well, I'm an advocate for doing the right thing in school trust land, which we haven't been doing for a long time, taking money that was originally somebody else's and giving it to them this way I didn't feel was correct. And so that's the purpose of the amendment. I think the amendment is just giving back that money that's not used for the mineral management. And Representative Rukavina, I'm paraphrasing, but if I said something wrong, you could correct me.
Representative House.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative McNamara, page 17, you've got continued operation of the Minnesota Zoological Garden in the event of a state shutdown. And I know there were other things that were brought up through your committee dealing with that same situation. Is this the only continued operation of the state agency that you have? And I know I had a bill dealing with hunting and fishing licenses that could still be sold during the shutdown. Is that separate, or is that in this bill?
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Howes, I would ask you to turn to page 5. And your bill is in here on page 5, 5.21. We also have the Representative Max Zoo shutdown in here. And there is some water appropriation shutdown appropriation language of Representative Torkelson's that I anticipate a floor amendment to put it back on. It was removed in conference committee last night on the permitting bill. But we need to have a bigger discussion with the administration about shutdown provisions. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Representative House wasn't done. Okay. And members, for those of you that are having conversations, either move your mics or... There's a lot of mics are picking it up, and I hope you're not sharing your deepest, darkest secrets on the tape. But Representative House.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative McNamara, we discussed earlier how this bill will fare with the Senate and with the governor signing the bill. Are you totally confident that the governor will sign this bill? Otherwise, I had talked to you and Representative Hackbarth about taking the fishing and hunting license purchase and sending it on a separate trail, just in case. Have we done that, and I'm not aware?
We have done that.
McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Excuse me for that. Madam Chair and Representative Howes, we do have them going separately, but we are absolutely working towards signature on this bill. That we've spent our whole session so far on this bill, and we intend to have work towards signature.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair and Representative McNamara, I have total confidence in you, but I don't have total confidence in the whole system that we don't adjourn before that happens or something goes wrong. The the bill that you took out, have you sent it to Ways and Means so it could be sent to the General Register in case?
Madam Chair, Representative Howes, it's on the General Register already.
Thank you.
Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would I move to delete Section 35 in the bill as amended, and I request a roll call. And then I'd like to speak to my motion.
All right, Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This sort of thing is what we in education finance call death by a thousand cuts to education. It happens in the permanent school trust land monies, and it happens in other ways as well. And it comes from the perception, I think, that schools have all the money, so we can take a little here, a little there, a little everywhere. And so this is a small amount, but it's more of the same, and I think we shouldn't make this move. This is exactly why we have the legislation that Representatives Dietrich and O'Driscoll have been working on. And, you know, if this were next year, if that bill were passed and signed, this sort of thing would go through the new commission, looking at it, as they said in this committee not too long ago, from the viewpoint of the beneficiaries. And so I just think we shouldn't be doing this ahead of having a chance to look at the big picture in the way that we pretty much all agreed we should do when we voted for that bill.
Madam Chair, Representative Greiling, another misunderstanding of what's been happening with the school trust monies. I told you, Representative Greiling, when you were chair of the K-12 committee, what was happening in our caucus. I hate to speak out of school here at the table. But since you spoke about it in committee and said that you went to a senior chair and when you found out she was taking your money, she needed it for other things to replace general fund money. You're the people that put this in law and supported it. And what you did is you took money from the school trust, you took money from the university trust, and you took money from the county trust and gave it to the DNR to do research they don't really need to do because other people are doing it. Now you're taking money away from the county. County school trusts, anytime they generate revenue, it goes 40% to the county, 40% to the local school district, and 20% to the local town or city. Everybody took care of stopping the DNR from taking this money, except the county didn't get their fair share back. This is county land, and the county trusts at everybody around here that has a county land department, when they sell trees off of it or gravel or anything else or sell it, it goes 40-40-20. And now you don't want that for the school districts on the Iron Range. I can't believe that you would do that. We're the ones putting all the money in the school trust. There's no money going in, basically, other than mineral royalties coming from my constituents and the school districts, the people that live in those school districts, and now you want to steal their money a second time. Shame on you. Shame on you, Representative Ryan. You're the one that put this in law to take the $3 million away from the school kids in the first place. Shame on. Oh, I hope you get into this, Representative Genius. I hope you do. Come on, let's go. We got a long morning ahead of us. Let's go. Let's rock and roll here. Come on.
Somebody obviously had their Wheaties.
I didn't have enough.
Wheaties out of breakfast.
The people that caused this in the first place are now questioning something. It's unbelievable how convoluted and twisted this has become.
Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, Representative Rukavina, when two wrongs don't make a right, I'm saying right here that we should not be doing. We have the bill that you purport to support, that O'Driscoll and Dietrich have been working on, that's where these kind of discussions should be taking place. And never mind about the history and what happened and what didn't happen in the past. As you know, some of that history is why I got interested in it, despite my huge environmental hat. But that doesn't mean I'm going to support here today without looking at the whole picture and what's fair with people who know what's going on, because I think you have a checkered past as well.
When no.
Before the school
not on this
when you're
issue
not.
At all.
Well, I beg to differ.
I got my savings account against yours.
Have the floor.
Representative Rukavina, and we'll come back to you in just a minute. Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm just saying, let's not do this now. I consider this a vote for or against our students in K-12 or higher ed, and that we should wait and look at the thorough discussion of the sorts of things you want to bring in here today until we have people who are filtering through the facts and the history and the future of our students with the interest of the beneficiaries of the students all around the state. And I think that gets mixed up in a lot of our minds, but I think that that group will have it clear, and they're the ones that should make this sort of thing, sort of decision, and we should not here today be looking at this and taking away from the school children piecemeal, because the death by a thousand cuts is what we always do to our school children when it comes to the permanent school trust lands.
Madam Chair.
Representative Rukavina and then Representative McNamara.
Madam Chair. You know, Representative Grinding, I'm not going to ask you to explain what's going on in this amendment to this committee because I know you don't know. And it's as simple as that. What you are seeing is that this year, when Mintac Mine, located in the Mount Lyon Buell School District, mines $29 million of royalties that go into the school trust, and then it comes into the school trust and gets redistributed into your school district, gets about $1 million, and the kids in Mount Lyon Buell get $42,000 out of that school trust. But because it's tax forfeit land in Mount Lyon, once they start mining some of these tax forfeit 40s, you want to take money from them a second time that they never ever had to give to the permanent school fund. What somebody tried to do here, the DNR folks, or wherever the heck they are, I hope Meyer is hiding up there somewhere, was backfill the money they stole by taking it from my county, my little school districts, who always got it before you and Representative Wagenius changed the law. And you're worried about a few bucks going to them that they deserve and always should have gotten? Well, we told you 2 years ago that they sold $12 million worth of trees and gave the school kids $280,000, and you looked the other way like this and said, well, that's the way it goes. And now you're coming here opposing this? This is what the trouble is with the trust, but it has nothing to do with this amendment. What you're doing here is taking money away from a local school district with some of the only property wealth that they have, that they always received before the law was changed by you two. They always got it before, and now we're just trying to change it back to the way it was. Absolutely outrageous. I'm Madam Chair, I'm going to go upstairs and get the printout of every school district in the state and show you how much they get in Rochester, in Bloomington, everywhere else, and then show you the meager amounts our school districts get when all the money's coming from them, and now you want to take a little bit of that away too. Shame on you.
Representative Greiling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm saying, Representative Rukavina, that we should wait on this until we have some more dispassionate people than you and me discussing this here in Ways and Means. We should be making sure that those who are making this decision are the people who are looking at the students, the beneficiaries. That was the chart that Representative O'Driscoll so wisely passed out. These decisions have not been made historically with the beneficiaries, the students, at the top of the chart. And this is what we want. And one has to wonder if you don't know that's coming and want to get this legislation passed ahead of looking at that. I don't know. But I'm just saying, why the rush when we have solid legislation to look at these things thoughtfully and don't debate it here in Ways and Means, but rather wait until the students are put first, and we don't have this kind of a debate, which I don't think is about the students at this particular moment.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to try and bring the discussion back to the amendment. I just want to clarify, this money was earned on tax-forfeited state land. It was not earned on school trust land.
That's the
this
point.
This is money that was earned on tax-forfeited land that the state owns, that the county manages some of the operations, the state manages some. It depends if it's mining or timber, and when the sale happens, different things happen. This is not money earned on school trust land. This is not money earned on school trust land, and it's going to the school trust. Just as much as it's wrong that school trust land money has been going to other places, it's wrong for the school trust land to get money that's not its. That's what this will correct if we don't adopt the Greiling Amendment, so please vote no.
Representative Hamilton.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Rukavina. I remember a debate that we used to have on the wind production tax and how that was distributed for our local units of government and our local schools as well, and the law was changed that would dump that into the general fund, redistribute it. We don't have the million-dollar homes out in our area or the wealth on property, et cetera, et cetera. And so we look for other ways to invest out in rural Minnesota that we can capture those dollars and reinvest in our schools. So I thank you for this argument as well. We experience similar things locally.
Representative Kahn.
Total ignorance of this subject. I imagine that this section of law has been in place for a while. How many times has the Executive Council not approved of a modification suggested by the Commissioner of Natural Resources?
Representative McNamara, did you hear Representative Kahn's question?
I'm assuming that's actually in a different section.
No, Section 35.
We adopted the A9 amendment, so the language that's actually being addressed by Representative Greiling is contained on the A9 amendment on lines 4 through 18.
Jesus, be unbelievable.
Okay.
Never mind.
I know even less about this than the first. I thought I had an intelligent question on the first one, but
all right. Any additional questions or comments on the Greiling oral amendment to delete section 35 of the amended bill, which is actually contained on the A9 amendment? Seeing none, Mr. Smith will take the roll.
Representative Holberg.
No.
Representative Downey.
No.
Representative Carlson.
No.
Representative Abler.
No.
Representative Bruce Anderson.
No.
Representative Sarah Anderson. Representative Beard.
Nay.
Representative Breinert.
Yes.
Representative Biskins. Representative Champion.
No.
Representative Davids.
No.
Representative Eakin.
No.
Representative Garofalo. Representative Gottwalt.
No.
Representative Greiling.
Yes.
Representative Gunther.
No.
Representative Hackbarth.
No.
Representative Hamilton.
No.
Representative Hornstein.
No.
Representative House.
No.
Representative Huntley. Representative Kahn.
No.
Representative Kiffmeyer. Representative Lanning.
No.
Representative Lencheski.
Yes.
Representative McNamara.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No.
Representative Nornes. Representative Nornes.
No.
Representative Pulowski. Representative Rukavina.
No.
Representative Slawik.
Yes.
Representative Smith.
No.
Representative Wagenius.
No.
Representative Westrom.
No.
I have voted with 4 ayes and 23 nays. The motion does not prevail. The amendment is not adopted. Any additional questions? Comments? Final words, Representative McNamara?
I'd like to renew my motion that House File 2164 be passed and sent to the General Register.
As amended.
As amended.
All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Wagenius.
Members, when I looked through this bill, and we've had it many opportunities to read it, I started my 10 big reasons to vote against this bill, and then I gave up on my 10 big reasons because I was finding more, so I have my 10 biggest reasons to vote against this bill. This is not on track to be passed by the governor, signed by the governor. It's just larded with things that I don't believe a good governor can sign. And I would ask members to vote no.
Any additional comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the McNamara motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative McNamara. Representative Beard. And members, there are a number of committees that are starting at 10:15. If we don't complete our business by then, we'll have a short break so members can go check into their other committees to establish quorums so that those other meetings can start. So welcome to the committee, Representative Beard.
Madam Chair, members, I'd like to move House File 1284, I'm sorry. And the recommend it be passed the general register. Madam Chair, I do have two amendments.
Right, and I have an A9 and an A8 amendment in the packet. Which one would you like to take up first?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the A8 amendment. I'll speak to it for briefly.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chair, A8 is some compromise work between MnDOT and some of the local communities regarding the placement of signs for a highway in Representative Fritz's district that's to be memorialized. They've worked out a Peace in the Valley thing to locate the signs and who's going to pay for them. It won't be MnDOT, but where they can honor the officer without obstructing traffic safety. I'd urge its adoption.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the A8 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The A8 amendment is adopted. And then there's an A9 amendment. Oh,
Madam Chair, A9 is actually Representative Hornstein's amendment, and I'm going to accept that on Omnibus Bill number 2, which should be here next week, I hope. It is a good amendment, but I'd like to have it in that bill.
Madam Chair,
you're good, Representative Hornstein.
Yeah, I will not pursue this amendment today.
All right. The A9 amendment will not be offered.
And Madam Chair, I have an author's amendment.
All right. On Representative Beard, state your author's amendment.
Page 42, please strike section 52.
Page 42, strike section 52.
And Madam Chair, I'll just briefly explain that if you wish.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, what we had was a request previously. There had been MnDOT trunk highway money took a portion of the new Painesville Airport, which was just built within the last 8 or 10 years, built with aeronautics fund money, and you know how we like to keep those funds straight and keep those monies accounted for appropriately. This was proposed as a shortcut so that Painesville Airport did not have to pay back the airport fund and could use the trunk highway money on the airport, so on and so forth. Actually, at the end of the day, in a couple years, it's going to be a wash, members, but this is part of respecting the process, and that's all. That's the only reason I'm asking to move this section.
All right, members, Representative Beard has moved on page 42 to delete section 52. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Yeah. Motion prevails. All right. Representative Beard, do you have the bill in the shape that you'd like to move it out of committee?
I do, Madam Chair. And members, you heard this bill last year. This bill was sent from Ways and Means to the floor, where it expired due to our adjourning for the year. Except for the two amendments we've just made, it is identical to the bill we heard and passed from this committee last year. I'd appreciate your support to send it right back to the general register, and we'll talk about it on the floor.
All right, any additional questions on House File 1284 as amended? Representative Lucheski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Beard, on page 10, you have a tax section being deleted in section 14. Can you explain that?
Representative Beard.
I'm looking here. Section 14.
Page 10 of the bill.
Madam Chair, let me phone a friend here just a moment. Is this part of this transition for city?
And then I have the demo problem, but it's not a problem. You're not doing it.
Did you just try to explain this to me?
You're the demo.
Madam Chair.
Representative Beard.
Mr. Burris was here when this was heard in committee. I remember it seemed to be a non-controversial item. Perhaps he can explain it to Representative Lincheski's satisfaction, because I'm sure I can't.
Welcome to the committee, Mr. Burris.
Madam Chair, Representative Lincheski, Matt Burris with House Research. This provision comes out of House File 976, Representative Paul Anderson, I believe. This provision would eliminate a levy requirement that towns would need to levy as property tax a minimum amount in order to receive some transportation-related state aid. My general understanding is that towns typically do levy more than this minimum.
Representative Lincheski.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Burris, and it may or may not be controversial, but it is a tax provision and really should not be in this bill. I don't know if, Madam Chair, you intend to send this bill to tax committee. I don't, maybe the chair of the tax committee has something to say about this, but you know, I asked when I saw it, I asked the staff to prepare me an amendment to remove it. I think that's the simple thing to do. And if it's worthy of a tax change, then the tax, then the chair of the tax committee can move the bill along. But then I remembered, and I want to apologize to the staff, that you have an amendment rule, which I'm not used to. And so I understand an amendment isn't in order in this committee. But here we sit with a bill that's got a tax provision in it. And I think that's the way I read it as well, Mr. Burris. It says that to show local to show some local maintenance of effort to receive the funds, the locals have to do a levy, and it's forgiving them this levy. And it's also changing the definition as it relates to tax capacity. And I'm sure that's coming into play because of the removal of the homestead credit. We have all these definitional terms now that are problematic as it relates to the new tax exclusion versus the homestead credit. And indeed, the tax chair is carrying a bill that I think we're hearing in a half hour on some of these problems. In fact, it would probably fit in that bill very well, this provision. But, you know, maybe, Madam Chair, you have a thought on how to proceed, or the tax chair does.
Well, Representative Lincheski, it's my understanding that this language was in the bill last year, so I don't think that it's related to the changes in the market value homestead credit. Somebody
not
correct
at all.
Me if I'm wrong
it is.
On that. and maybe we'll let Chair Davids weigh in.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and actually, Representative Lincheski is absolutely correct on this, and I don't know what it does to Chair Beard's bill. I really don't want to mess that up, but I don't know if we could just have a simple oral amendment to remove that for now, because this was heard last year, and then we passed the tax bill last year. It does affect what's going on here, because we did make the changes with the credit exclusion and all of those things. So this would not only be a tax committee issue, but a property tax committee issue also, and I really don't want to slow up the chair's bill. So I would like to, if I could ask the chair a question, if this was removed, does it really change Western civilization as we know it?
Representative Beard,
maybe
think
Nordic.
Carefully before you answer the question.
It was brought to me by a Norwegian from out in the western part of the state. It might monkey with his civilization. But Madam Chair, as I recall this discussion now, this basically is changing a qualifier for monies dispersed from the county state aid formula, which is, in my purview, it's highway tax fund dedicated to roads and so on. It does not change their taxing authority or anything like that. It just removes a qualifier. However, Madam Chair, if it's a good idea today, it'll be a good idea to put it back in on the floor. So if it helps move things through here so we can get back to committee, I will entertain Chair David's motion to strike Section 14, and we'll visit this again.
Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Beard and Chair Davids. And I didn't hear a motion, but you know, I think just hearing that explanation is even more concerning, because that just means it's coming back on the floor and it's tax bill on the floor. So then that means, you know, it's time for tax amendments on the floor. So I think to Chair Beard, I don't think you want that to happen. I mean, then it's ask the tax committee members if what'll happen if there's a tax provision in this bill. And so, you know, I'm just thinking about this because it seems, you know, it's not intentional or anything. You know, maybe a commitment from the tax chair and the Ways and Means chair that, and the chair of the transportation bill that attempts to bring forward, you know, tax bills, omnibus tax bills, and tax moves on the floor as this bill comes to the floor. The author of the bill will pull the bill. I mean, you know, I know people are looking for vehicles to move their agendas forward right now, and this makes this quite the vehicle bill for a tax bill between now and adjournment. So, you know, doesn't seem that there is any intent here, and I think the chair of the Transportation Committee has fairly characterized it's a you're trying to change a spending requirement locally so these folks can get more of the monies that you oversee, yet the language sits here, and I imagine Majority Leader Dean could make a pretty compelling argument that to bring up the omnibus tax bill is now completely germane to this bill. You'd need only read the language to see how that could play out.
Representative Beard.
So, Madam Chair, to move this bill along, I'll move to strike that section on page, what was it, AN 10? Mm-hmm.
Section 14.
Section 14 on page 10.
Representative Davis.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and the thoughts as far as what Chair Beard laid out is a bit concerning to me in that, you know, take it out now to get it through and then, you know, try and put it back on the floor. If that would happen, this thing could be lit up like the national Christmas tree, and that concerns me. So I think maybe the better approach would be to support the Beard Amendment and work on some different vehicles to accomplish the same thing here. You know, the tax committee doesn't have any deadlines, so we could certainly take a look at this provision in tax committee. And the way I read it, it'd probably need to go to property tax division too, and I'm not sure, but I can waive that part. But to get it on some other vehicle, because I don't want to mess your bill up here, but there could be some shenanigans and tomfoolery and skullduggery going on the floor if this is in here. So I'd support the Beard Amendment.
Members, I don't think we need a lot more discussion on this. Representative Beard has moved to delete Section 14 on page 10 of House File 1284. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Any other questions or concerns? Representative Carlson.
Question of the author, bicycle use of trails. Has there been, this is the electric small motor bicycle use, and has there been consensus on that? I had some legislation that I co-authored, and I've had some constituents quite interested due to some handicaps that some of them have where they can't pedal on these low-speed electric bicycles, helps them keep up with a group. And so is there general understanding that this will work among the older citizens and the handicapped and so on that were interested in that provision?
Representative Beard.
Madam Chair, yes, exactly. Representative Carlson, there were several things to vet with public safety and DVS and other things, and this is the result of that good work. So that's what that's about in this bill.
Okay,
it's not designed to run electric scooters on trails necessarily. It's for folks who need an assist because of maybe a physical disability.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Kahn.
Yes, Madam Chairman and Representative Beard, there was a critical amendment to a transportation bill that Representative Biskins put on. It was actually a con bill, but is that in the coming bill? I don't see it in this bill.
Madam Chair, yes, that's in what we call Omnibus Bill Number 2. That's this year's work, and that will be up next week in your committee,
I believe.
We're
working on a fiscal note / spreadsheet for that bill. When that's ready, it'll come before the committee, which I believe is what was referenced that will take up the Hornstein Amendment
exactly
at that time as well. Representative Hornstein.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I just want to thank Representative Beard for including a number of good provisions. I think like any omnibus bill, there's good and bad here. I'm pleased that Representative Champion's work on targeted group businesses is included. That was a lot of heavy lifting, and I want to thank you for that. Not pleased about the Dimler language in here. I think I'm part of a growing minority, unfortunately, in the legislature that is very concerned about that. I see the troopers here. I know they share my concerns. They testified against that. And then we have the ongoing concerns about some online driver ed. We'll be addressing that, I think, at another forum. Some decent provisions from the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. You carried that bill, Representative Beard. So, you know, it's mixed, but I appreciate the process. And I guess that my main concern really relates to the House File 537 being included in this. But I know I'm an increasingly lone voice on that issue.
Representative Diskins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a kind correction to my colleague from Minneapolis. I believe the correct term is a shrinking minority.
Representative Wagenius.
Thank you. Do we have, Madam Chair, any way to... in this House File 537 that's included in this bill, to know how people's insurance rates change if I do not have a speeding ticket and never have had a speeding ticket, but other people have had, wait a minute, maybe I did have one, but it's been a long time. Oh, no.
I can't imagine, Representative.
I think I was 20, okay? All right. So that probably isn't in anybody's record, and besides, it was in the East Coast. But even with that, taking that away, what does this do to the insurance rates of people who have not had speeding tickets in relation to those who have had speeding tickets? Have we investigated that? Because it's a financial... This has financial implications that I don't understand, and I know it's not state, but it is financial.
Is there anybody... Representative Beard, if you have any information on... Representative Wagenius's concern?
I wish, Madam Chair, that Representative Erdahl was here, because he's got about an inch-thick file on this that would probably address those things. He will be on the floor speaking about this issue if there are questions to it. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chairman Beard, on page 17, section 24, referencing trains.
Referencing
trains?
Trains, yes.
Can you give me an explanation of what that purpose was for?
One more time. What page again?
17.
17.
Representative Beard.
Section 24.
Oh, Madam Chair, this is the underlying bill, House Bill 1284. We have had some confusion in the past when there's been conflicts or accidents between trains and cars. Automobiles at crossings. The police have gotten on the locomotives and asked the train crew for their driver's licenses, forgetting that they're on private property. This spells out very clearly that they're on private property and do not have to issue a state-issued driver's license or show one. They can show their federal certification card, because every train operator has to have federal certification. They can show that. The reason that was given for this, or the story that was told behind it, was an accident where, actually on a railroad I used to work 4 years ago, one of the engineers I used to work with was involved in a fatal accident where people ran a signal and he hit them and killed a couple of them. And it actually showed up on his auto insurance, because the police officer asked for his driver's license and he obediently showed it. And shortly his insurance was dropped. And it took several years to get that mess straightened out. So that was sort of the underlying catalyst for this bill. And it's one of those that was bipartisanly and unanimously supported between public safety and the railroads and everyone else, just so they show their federal ID card for operating the train.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Representative Beard renews his motion that... let's see where we are. House File 1284, as amended, be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion
no.
prevails. Thank you, Representative Beard. Representative Downey, if you'd take the
well, I can't vote.
Chair, and I will do my bill.
But I vote for Bobby Tarantino.
That's right. Thank you,
there. So what I'll do on the floor, in order to vote.
Are we just leaving our stuff here? Oh, no.
Should have been in committee.
Where is it?
It's on the record.
It's on the record. Well, it's going to be an amendment in for this one, so we don't need this.
How late were people there last
night? I mean, it, I assume she has it on the back.
That's all ID.
Coming back.
Yeah.
To be in the hall.
Representative Holberg, got House File 2958 before us. Would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will move House File 2958 to recommend to pass move to the General Register. And there are a number of amendments that have been posted. And the first amendment I'd like to take is the A7 amendment. Members, this is the same language that was laid on the table, I believe it was yesterday. It was Representative McElpatrick's bill. She's here if there's any additional questions. But this was the apprenticeship programming and the money for the honor guards for the vet programs.
Thank you, Mr. Holberg. The A7 amendment has been moved. Is there any discussion or questions to the amendment? All those in favor of the A7 amendment indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. The motion carries and the amendment is adopted. Representative Holberg, further amendments?
The A4 amendment, it's pretty straightforward. It includes a number of the governor's initiatives. I can pass that. And I need to find it here. Okay. This is a governor's budget initiative that gets rid of a license fee surcharge. The costs of issuing that specialty license have been paid for, and so the surcharge can go away. There's the $515,000 for the body armor, and then Section 8, there should be an amendment to that. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. The A4 is not going to be. I think we have an A.
A4-1.
A4-1 actually has the correct language. That's being distributed right now. My apologies. The only difference is on the A4-1, when you get to the back side of it under Section 8, the $235,000, rather than being appropriated from the general fund, is being taken from money that was appropriated for disaster assistance. There's over $2 million in that fund from the 2010 session. It doesn't appear that they're going to come anywhere near to using that money, so we're just filling that deficiency for emergency relief from a similar funding source. I'd be happy to stand for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Holberg. Does everybody have the 4-1 amendment in their hands? Maybe we'll just take a couple seconds and let staff get that distributed before we go ahead and take a vote. Members, any questions for the author on the A1 amendment or the 4-1 amendment? Okay, so the 2958A4-1 amendment is before us. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The amendment is adopted.
Really?
Representative Holberg, did you have?
The A5 amendment is also mine. This is listening to some of the feedback on the base bill about the federal fund requests, and these were some recommendations by Bill Marks that helped clean up some of the concerns that were expressed when that bill was originally heard.
All right, members, we have the 2958A5 amendment before us. Any discussion or questions for the author on the A5? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The amendment is adopted.
And I believe the remaining two amendments, one is yours, Mr. Chair, and one is Representative Carlson. And Representative Carlson, I think, has an amendment to his amendment, and I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
Yeah, so
Representative Carlson, yeah, to your amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the A1 amendment, and then as Representative Holberg pointed out, I do have an amendment to the amendment. I'd like to strike lines 7, 8, and 9 and delete the new language that's on page 1. And then lines or line 11, insert and then lines 14, 15, and 16, delete, and that's also on page 1, the new language. And members, what that does, it changes the makeup of the LAC, and I worked with the author of the bill. Currently, the LAC has no minority membership, and what remains now in the amendment is that the minority leader or the minority leader's designee would also serve on the LAC. So I worked with the chair, and I think she's prepared to accept the modified amendment or the amendment to the amendment, then the full amendment. So move the amendment to the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. And Ms. Novak, I want to make sure we've got this properly recorded, and could you repeat the amendment just so people can mark their copies and understand what we have before us?
Chair and members, on lines 7, 8, 9, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, delete all of the new language.
Ms. Novick, do you want to continue? And then we've got a couple questions.
And on line 11, reinstate the stricken and that's the amendment.
Representative Gottwald.
Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if either staff or the author of the amendment, on line 1.6, we're striking the words division of. Are we also eliminating that change?
Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair and Representative Gottwald, that was actually a housekeeping change to, if you look at the new language earlier on line 1.6, that is, it essentially reinstates what's being stricken at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm. Ah, got it. Thank you.
Representative Biskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the author of the amendment, what is the substantive difference on line 13 by striking the word commissioner and inserting the word commission?
Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair and Representative Biskins, that's also a housekeeping change. Somehow the wrong word got in the law. The wrong commissioner, it's items being considered by the commission, and I don't know how the word commissioner got in the law, but we thought commission was actually the correct word that should be there.
Representative Biskins?
Mr. Chair, and spell check wouldn't have caught that, would it, Mr. Marks? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And Representative Carlson, could you just, now that we, I think, have the technical corrections to our respective amendments, could you just describe the intent of the amendment one last time?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, currently the LAC is made up of members of the majority party, and there's an opportunity, if this amendment passes, then where the minority party would be represented. And looking at it long range, things flip back and forth. So that ensures that whichever party's in the majority in the next election cycle and future election cycles with the LAC, there will be a minority party member of the LAC, or the, and that'll be the minority leader or the designee.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. And Representative Holbert.
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, just to be clear on the record, that designee would not change from meeting to meeting. It would be one that would stay through the process.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions or discussion? All right, so we have the 2958A1 amendment as amended before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. The amendment is adopted. And then lastly, members, I have the A6 amendment. You'll see the A3 and the A6 in your packets are identical, with the exception that the A6 actually has the proper section number filled in. So I will move the A6 amendment for your consideration. And members, this is language that came as a recommendation from the Commissioner of Management and Budget. If you'll remember, we passed a pay-for-performance pilot last year, and it created a new appropriation bond payback mechanism. And in statute, while there are all kinds of procedures between the commissioner, the attorney general, and the courts with the proceedings by which an appeal or some kind of claim against those bonds could be made, for other types of bonds, revenue bonds and GO bonds and the like, we need to also add that kind of language so that there's clarity around the process by which somebody could appeal what the commissioner is doing with those pay-for-performance bonds. And so I always hesitate to call anything a technical amendment, because then everybody's ears perk up. But this was requested from Commissioner Showalter to make sure that the process by which that would take place, if it were to take place, was clear. So that is the purpose and intent of the amendment, and the language did come from the commissioner. Representative Slawik.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to second that. I was appointed to the Pay-for-Performance Oversight Committee, and they also ran the amendment by me, and so I would just say it's important and necessary to get it on the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, any other discussion or questions?
Members, I would support the A6 amendment.
Thank you, Representative Holberg. Okay, so we have the 2958A6 amendment before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries, and the amendment is adopted. So, Representative Holberg, any final comments to your bill before we open it up to members' questions and discussion?
I would just appreciate support.
Members, anybody else? All right, so would you like to renew your motion?
I will renew my motion that House Bill 2958 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register.
Thank you, Representative Holberg. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries, and the bill is on its way.
And if I might, one more agenda item. We would like to move Representative McElfatrick's bill. It's contained in the bill that we just passed. We'd like to move that to the floor separately as well. So I would move that House File 2909 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register.
Representative Holberg, I have an A1 amendment. Do we need to also move that, or are you incorporating that?
I'm not familiar with the A1 amendment on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I believe it was already adopted.
That advised me. It is adopted.
In committee,
correct.
So yeah. It was provided so that members could remember what we did, the bill
okay.
And the amendment. But we don't have a committee engrossment, in other words.
Thank you, Representative Holberg. Okay, so the 2909 is before us. Members, any discussion or questions to the bill?
I renew my motion that House File 2909 as amended be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register.
Thank you, Representative Holberg. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries, and the bill is on its way. Members, I think that's it.
Yeah, and if I might, I just first, we've been really busy this week, and I want to say a special thank you to the committee staff, the pages, Kathy and Bill, and the people upstairs. It's been a really crazy week for the Ways and Means Committee. And many people have been here till midnight every night, and I just think they should be recognized for that extra effort. At this point, there's a chance we will not have to meet tomorrow morning. Ooh. Watch for a notice on that. And but we will be meeting on Monday for sure. So with that, unless there's
right,
any questions, I think we can adjourn.